We're learning Shmiras HaLashon Shara Torah, Perek Yud. Today is October 23rd, Yutes Cheshvan. And this is really right in the beginning of the Perek, the third paragraph of Perek Yud. And the Chofetz Chaim is telling us here that a person, the topic is that this, that Chazal tell us, a person without Torah is Kedot B'Limayim. A person who does not learn Torah is like a fish out of water. The pasuk says, "Parshas Bechukaisai." If you will not listen to me, Pirush, what does it mean? You don't listen to me. Pirush Rashi, to be amel b'Torah. Now I want to just point something out. There's limud haTorah, and then there's amelas b'Torah. There's learning Torah. Person goes to a shir, he's learning Torah. Could be he's going to a shir, and he's amel b'Torah. He's working hard to understand the shir. He's reviewing the shir. There's a difference between just to learn and to work hard and to understand. Right? The point here is not just to learn, but to work hard and understand, to be amal. The pasuk says in Eov, Adam l'amal yulad. Man was created to toil, to work. And it refers to toil, not just to cultivate the ground. That's not why man was put in this world. Man was created to toil in limud haTorah. What does that mean in Parshas Bechukaisai? When a person doesn't learn the Torah, he won't do. If he doesn't learn what to do, he will not act upon what he didn't learn. If in my statutes you despise, you will come to despise other people who learn Torah. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine one Jew despising another Jew that learns Torah? It's basically, you know, I don't think it's such a far-fetched mashal or example. You're breathing, and you see someone who is breathing much better than you. He has clear oxygen. You know, sometimes people go to Maine, and the air in Maine is nice and fresh and clean. Oh, wonderful. You go to other places and you see the 18-wheeler let out all that. Okay? A person who sees this individual breathing, what fresh air this is. But you know, this person, he has an allergy or he has asthma to something. He could be brought about. And someone else goes ahead and causes this allergic reaction to break out, and he can barely breathe now. He's a murderer. He's trying to kill somebody. You think, like, what kind of evil person, a Russian, would do something like this? The Torah is telling us, if a person doesn't work in Torah, to make his occupation to learn Torah and to work hard in Torah, he will come to despise people who learn Torah. We all know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael right now, where there are Jews who are mayes ba'achirim. They despise other Jews who are learning Torah. They want to throw that food allergy at them. They want to cause them to have that asthma attack and suffocate them, literally. Es mishpatai tigal nafshechem, and with my mishpatim, you'll be abhorred by soyni hachachamim. You'll hate the Chachamim. Levilti asais es kol mitzvaisai. you will prevent others. You will prevent others from performing the mitzvahs as well. Unfortunately, a person does not have to go too far in generations back to find where this can take place. This is unfortunately what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. They want to take the Lamedei Torah, cut the stipends, take them out of yeshivas. This is the oxygen. A person b'li Torah is kedag b'li mayim, without water. Levilti Asis is coming Svaisa Kaifer Shalit Sivisim. They're going to be heretics to deny that I ever commanded them to learn the Torah. Lekach Nema says, as Kol Mitzvaysai. Loi as Kol HaMitzvays. That's what it says, as Kol Mitzvaysai. All my mitzvahs. Lehafrechem as Brisi, Koyfer Be'ikr, Harisheva Averis. One Avera here, the Chavetz Chaim brings this, his psukim with Chazal, in short, that one Avera leads to the next Avera to the next Avera. Harishoina Geireres Ashniyot. V'chein ad ha-shviyas, ve'ilu hein, and then they are enumerated, koze pirish rashi sham, v'umei teres ha-mei teres kahanim. All of this, of course, comes from Rashi, which Rashi quotes this from the teres kahanim. You know, there's a Gemara, which we all know. The Gemara says, quotes an individual, a person who says, there was a time in my life when I would see a Talmud Chacham, I wanted to bite him like a donkey. Who sees a person and wants to bite him like anything? So his student said to him, why like a donkey? Why do you want to bite him like a donkey? So he responded back, because when a donkey bites, he bites so hard that he breaks the bone. A dog bite, you know, it's painful, but it doesn't compare to the donkey bite. And we all know this is Rabbi Akiva. This was the great Tana of Rabbi Akiva. This was the great Tana of Rabbi Akiva before he became the Rabbi Akiva. When he was that Am Haaretz, that ignoramus, who didn't learn Torah, wasn't Amba Torah. A Soyni Chachamim. He hated Talmidei Chachamim. Was such a sinner that he would want to bite them like a donkey. And it all started Pirush Yimlai Sishmuli Liyois Amelim Bataira, because he wasn't Amal Bataira. He turned himself around to eventually become the great Rabbi Kiva, the Tana HaKadosh that we know today.